You're the writer and director of the film. You've seen it through. Can you tell us a little how you came up with the idea and the genesis of the film?
Basically, the film came about because of my frustration with my own personal film career, basically. I made one film 4 years prior to this, which had done pretty well, and I kind of thought I was off to the races and was going to be making a film every other week, basically. Then 4 years passed, and I was getting very frustrated, and it just kind of all came out in this odd writing experience that I've never really had before. So there was like, I'm not sure if that is like terribly boring for you, but that's all I can describe it, just my own frustration and impatience with my own film career.
Can you tell us a little bit about the film?
The film is about a young college professor whose wife leaves him, and he subsequently falls into a pit of alcoholism, drug addiction, and sex addiction. And basically what happens is he runs out of booze one night and goes to a pub where he meets a mysterious stranger who claims to be an old high school friend. And this old high school friend is now homeless. And the college professor invites this homeless old friend back to his place, and they develop this odd relationship where they each build one another up. And then suddenly the professor's wife shows back up and things get very complicated.
I've seen the film, I did enjoy it, and there's a few really powerful moments, but particularly there's two very shocking moments, one towards the beginning and one at the very end, and there's a lot of calm moments, but then those somewhat come out of nowhere and just, oh, wow.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That was one of the intentions. I kind of want to lull people into maybe a false sense of security, like they thought they knew what was going to happen, and then punch them in the face, basically, and kind of shock them to kind of get them off balance. I love keeping viewers off balance and not knowing what to expect.
Now, in addition to those more emphatic moments, there's a lot of quiet moments shared between characters, some without dialogue at all, and some of those are so also, in their own way, some of the most emphatic moments in the film.
Oh, thank you very much for noticing. I'm a big fan of silence in real life and in film. I mean, I suppose it's never really silence. There's always something there. It's just like not talking. I think when people don't talk, when they're in the same room together, so much is revealed even without dialogue and just with looks and twitches and things like that. So I try to kind of have an all-encompassing human experience and not to be overly reliant on dialogue.
Now, I noticed there's a finite number of characters in the film. They're very well drawn, they're very detailed. Now, if it unfolds very much like a play in the sense that there's a finite setting, a finite number of characters. Was this intentional?
Well, we didn't have a lot of money, my first film was more of an ensemble piece. It had a lot of characters and a lot of moving pieces. And for this film, I just kind of want to make it, to strip all that kind of stuff away, basically, and kind of really hone in on this, basically, this hermetic atmosphere, basically, because it's just three characters, essentially, in one house for the majority of the film. And I thought, you know, there's nowhere to hide. If I mess up with these characters, people will see it, but it was like a challenge that I wanted to embrace and kind of delve as deeply into these individuals as possible and be as true to their human experience, their fictional human experience, as possible.
Now, you're the writer and director, but you're also in the film. How did you find this? Was this a challenge for you?
I would say no, it was just fun, basically. I enjoyed it so much. It was great. I made the film with the other two main actors are really good friends of mine. So it was just like we were a bunch of kids having fun, making crazy chemistry experiments, basically, just seeing what would happen. The film has a lot of, I guess, like people being really bad to one another, and it was kind of fun because we're all such good friends, we kind of felt permission to be as bad as we wanted to be. There was no guilt or anything like that, and we didn't feel like we were kind of stepping on anyone's toes, we didn't have to apologize, we would just kind of go for things and see what would happen. And because we were all such good friends, we knew it came from a place of pure love and just like experimentation for the art form, basically. So there was like no kind of like grudges or anything like that, it was just a lot of fun.
Now, the ending, particularly the penultimate scene, not to reveal anything, but it packs quite an emotional punch.
Well, thank you very much. That seems to be something that I've traveled the world with this film now to quite a few festivals, and basically everyone has spoken about that scene, and it really warms my heart because throughout the writing process, many things changed or adapted for various reasons, but that final scene was always the way it was. It was always from the beginning of the writing process to the end. It never really changed. And so I'm just like so happy that people are really finding it quite tense and enjoyable. Yeah, I'm just happy people like it.
Now the film's premiering tonight. How do you feel?
There are always nerves on the day of a premiere, no matter what you do. I just kind of accept it at this point. But I'm feeling very excited. I looked at the festival app yesterday and it said that tickets are selling fast. So I'm hoping for a sold-out show, and that would be amazing. It's something I wouldn't really expect, actually, to be honest, because it's a very South African story, and I wasn't sure that it would really translate or that would be much interest here in Sydney, but seems like there is so far.
Well, it's interesting. There's a number of South African films playing at the festival each year, and being from South Africa myself, I know there's a lot of amazing South African cinema. I was wondering if you could see, talked about where do you think the industry is going over there?
It's interesting. I think we're still growing. We're still in the nascent stages of producing a South African identity through film. We're not quite there yet. We're still kind of facilitating lots of big budget foreign projects that come in and take our best talent. But I think that there is now a younger generation of auteur filmmakers who are coming through and have a very unique vision and are experimenting and doing interesting things that you wouldn't really expect. And hopefully that will continue to grow.